The Schachter Institutes, along with other organizations, will hold a third international online reading of Megillat HaShoah, the Scroll of the Holocaust, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Israel time. The liturgical text contains six chapters in memory of the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust. We heard more about the text and its aim from Rabbi Professor David Galenkin, president of the Schachter Institutes Incorporated in Jerusalem. Tell us, what exactly is this text?
Well, Megillat HaShoah means the Shoah Scroll. And this was the idea of a Holocaust survivor named Alex Eisen, who unfortunately passed away about six weeks ago at the age of 94 in Toronto. And in 1999, he approached me and he said that he would like the Schachter Institutes to write and publish a Megillah, a scroll about the Shoah. And I think that Alex Eisen, who was a survivor, he was in seven different labor camps during the Shoah. I think that he understood instinctively what Professor Yosef Chaim Yerushalmi explains in his book Zachor, which is that there's a huge difference between history and national memory. So, for example, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of articles about the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. But how many Jews in the world today actually remember anything about the expulsion of the Jews from Spain? And the reason for that is because the expulsion of the Jews from Spain is not included in the Jewish liturgy or in Jewish ceremonies or in Jewish rituals, and therefore the expulsion has been forgotten. On the other hand, we remember the Exodus from Egypt because we mention it every Shabbat in the Kiddush, and of course at the Seder on Pesach. And we remember what Amalek did to us in the desert because we read Parshat Zachor, the section about Amalek, every year in the synagogue. And we remember the destruction of the Second Temple because of the Scroll of Eicha, Lamentations, and the four fasts associated with the destruction. And finally, we remember the Asara Harugei Malchut, the 10 Jewish martyrs, rabbis who were killed by the Romans, because we have a piyut, a poem called Ele Ezkera, which we recite every year on Yom Kippur. And therefore, a national memory, I think Alex Eisen understood, was something much stronger than simply reading about something in a history book. And this was our motivation back in 1999, and we worked on the Shoah Scroll project for 3 years. And in the end, Professor Avigdor Shinan, who's now retired from Hebrew University, wrote Megillat HaShoah, and it includes six chapters, for obvious reasons. And those six chapters really include all the major aspects of the story about the Shoah. The first chapter talks about historical anti-Semitism versus the plan of the Nazis to destroy the entire Jewish people. The second chapter talks about the Warsaw Ghetto. The third chapter talks about a Nazi labor camp. The fourth chapter talks about the destruction of the Jews in Auschwitz and other aspects of the Shoah. The fifth chapter is a kina, an elegy, written in the style of elegies we read on Tisha B'Av, eulogizing the 6 million who were killed in the Holocaust. And finally, the sixth chapter talks about Sheirit HaPleita, the survivors, and the rebirth of the State of Israel. So through this liturgical text, we are able to, in a liturgical fashion, using historical memory, to transmit the major messages about the Shoah, which will be especially important 15 or 20 years from now when there are no longer any survivors alive to tell the story.
And there will be an international online reading of the text this week?
That's right. The Megillah is read throughout the world every year in five different languages, Hebrew, English, Spanish, French, and Russian. But because of Corona, because of COVID, 2 years ago, we started doing an online international reading because everyone was stuck at home. And it's co-sponsored by Schachter and a number of other organizations, such as the Rabbinical Assembly, which was the co-sponsor of Megillat HaShoah. We read the six chapters in five different languages. Some of the chapters in Hebrew, one in English, one in Spanish, one in French, and one in Russian, by readers from all over the world. We also incorporate a number of songs related to the Shoah in between the chapters. And it's really a very powerful experience to participate in the reading of international reading of Megillat HaShoah, because the readers are all over the world. It's being read in five different languages that Jews speak today. And it gives you a feeling of the entire Jewish people remembering what happened in the Holocaust some eight decades ago. So I invite the public to participate in the international reading of Megillat HaShoah. You can find the link on the Schechter Institute website, schechter.edu. And we will also make available the PDF of the English-Hebrew version of Megillat HaShoah, which everyone can download for free.